Jason, quick
you
question.
You are one of one.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
Thank you for helping me prove my point, Molly. Because
you're welcome.
My point, well, is this Matt Hamilton?
Am I not allowed to know the word filibustering?
I just didn't see that coming, that's all.
Well, good, I want to keep you on your toes.
Jason Wilde is on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
Oh, snap! What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that? What's up with that?
Jim, Matt, Molly continues live from the Everlight Solar Studio. I'm Jim Rutledge alongside Molly Brown and Matt Hamilton. And we are presented by Coors Light. And Jason, actually, I'd love to get your thoughts on our poll question we're throwing out there. Is that with the Masters starting, and I saw some stuff on ESPN this morning, and it's just reminded of how pretentious and stuffy the Masters are, that it's not really on my bucket list. Like, I wouldn't turn down an opportunity if someone, like, if I somehow got the opportunity to go and I didn't have to pay for it. But otherwise, like, I'm not going to make a trip down there. Even if I got a free ticket, I wouldn't fly myself down there or drive down there to go to the Masters. It's just not my cup of tea. Everything about the Masters is everything I dislike about golf. So the question was, would you rather go to the Masters or something like the Waste Management Tournament, which is a little bit more laid back? But I'd even throw it out to, like, what is Rogers playing with at Lake Tahoe? Like, a celebrity.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like that'd be more fun. So Jason, hello. And then which would you rather do, a Masters or something a little more laid back for a golf tournament?
Yeah, I first of all, I would choose the AmFam Championship.
That's a great one, too.
If I was
yep.
going to attend a golf tournament, which I do regularly every year. I hate the Masters. And I there's a lot of people that I love and think very highly of who love it, including our wonderful teammate Gabe Neitzel, who's mm-hmm. one of the best human beings I know. I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. I have my plenty of faults. Paula will be happy to come on the air and list those for you sometime. But like
Ryan Booker,
well done. That was a good line right there. Dynamite drop in, Monty. But I don't, like, I'm not, like, first of all, like, I want to be able to pay all my bills, and I worry about money, but I'm not, like, motivated by money. But I really don't like being around, like, uber-wealthy people that act uber-wealthy.
Yes.
Right? Like, I cover professional athletes, and what's cool about not all of them, but many of them, is that most of them kind of started out like us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, normal yeah. people who then just turned out to be great athletes and work their tails off to become professional athletes. You know, I think, frankly, that's one of the great things about Tausch, right? Like, he does not seem like NFL guy who, made a lot more money than the rest of us because he played football. So I love that about him, and I love that about a lot of guys that I cover. I just don't, like, I was actually talking about this with somebody as the tailgate tour was departing this morning, because he had been at the NFL meetings, and I told that story about Virginia McCaskey, who was amazing, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But most of those folks, not so amazing, right? Like, they're pretentious and snobby and are used to doing everything, having everyone do everything for them. And yes, Mr. Rutledge, whatever you say, Mr. Rutledge, I would be happy to take care of that for you, Mr. Rutledge. You know, I don't want to be treated like that. So, you know, and I've never been to the Masters. I've never played the course. I know Homer, I think, has, and I know he helped some Rogers and some other people get on the course through a connection, and that's great. If you love golf, ignore everything I'm saying and go enjoy it, right? But for me, I don't want to go there. I don't want to attend it. I don't watch it. Like, I just don't. I don't have any interest.
Jason, speaking of the tailgate tour, we'll be there tomorrow. If we have,
I've heard that.
Yes, if we have the opportunity to sit down with Mark Murphy. What should we ask him?
Why don't you like Wilde?
There we go. All right.
No. You just steer clear of it. I think he answered my questions today. It was very cordial. We're good. But, yeah, don't. Yeah, just, if you want it to go well, just pretend you don't know me.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
But, I think, and I just finished writing this for channel3000.com as well, like, you know, I think he's said he's feeling a little nostalgic, right? Like, this is it. like the clock is ticking, and you know, his retirement is coming in July. He's got basically the draft in a couple weeks. He's got the final shareholders meeting of his tenure, and then it's Ed Policy's show, and it's no longer his. And I, you know, he says that he's got that golf course that he bought up north in Door County that he's excited about and everything else. But like, I don't know. I don't want to think about the day that I eventually retire. Like, I want to keep doing this for as long as I can, because we're all pretty lucky to do what we do. So he's kind of working his way through it. And I think this was especially kind of the start of it really is coming to an end here, because he was remembering going on the tailgate tour for the first time in 2008. Bob Harlan, the outgoing president, went with him, and Favre announced, because they did it in July that year, and Favre came out and said that he wanted to play again in early July, if you remember. And that was what he had to deal with that entire tailgate tour. And yet it was almost as if he was like remembering it like wistfully, like, you remember when Favre, that rascal, coming out of retirement right as we left on the tailgate tour. It was like still kind of a good memory for him. And so I think that's how you get when things are coming to an end. So I would play that up with him. I'm very curious to ask him, and we didn't get into this when we talked to him today, but I'd be curious, like, what are the next frontiers, right? Like, obviously the football part, you want to win a Super Bowl, and they haven't done it in 15 years. And for Packers fans, that seems like a lifetime, even though it's half as long as the 29 years between the Lombardi teams and the 96 team. But I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, you've got Titletown now. You got the draft here. Like, what are the next kind of frontiers for this organization beyond just success on the field? And I'd be curious how he would answer that.
Okay.
You got nothing there? I was just kind of like pondering, and then I kind of got distracted with the golf course that he bought.
Oh my god. All right.
He's not going to let me play there, but Matt, if you want to go up there and play, I'm sure that I can let him know that, you know, you'll bring your gold medal, and he'd be happy to have you.
I mean, honestly, it looks like it's only $48 to play 18 with the walk-in, so not a bad deal anyway.
I was talking, yeah, Matt, all the insight, and you're looking up the golf course?
Yeah, I was a little curious on the golf course.
As soon as you said golf course, his eyes lit up. He had no idea.
Checked out.
Totally Jason, this checked
man,
out, Jason.
And he doesn't know this, Jason. This man, I have seen him find backgrounds for his computer while people are talking. You looked up the Green Bay Packers logo. I saw you do it.
That was before the show last week.
No, it was during the show.
Or this week, yeah. I had it.
Yeah, no,
it was pre-show.
No. But anyways, Jason.
This is what I deal with, Jason.
What do you think about the...
You are a saint.
I know.
What do you think about the... the age thing here with the Packers? Obviously, like, Murphy aging out, like is... The world evolves. I think aging people out is not the worst thing. But, like, what does Murphy think about this? What do you think about it? Is it something that the Packers will move a date back for? Is it something that should continue? Because I don't think Packer fans are going to be pining for Murphy to stay longer. But, you know, there are cases where you might want a guy who's super successful to stay.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know what the genesis of the rule was way back then. I will say this, and... God help me. I hope I'm right. Like, 70 is different in 2025 than it was. Like, I feel like when I was growing up, and I don't think it was just the lack of perspective on what old meant, but like, I felt like people who were like 50 looked like Wilford Brimley. Right?
There's a Wilford Brimley line where they talk about what people look like now at 53 years old as what Wilford Brimley looked like at 53. There's a Twitter account dedicated just to that, so I get your point.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, then I didn't even know that. so maybe I'm running that account and I didn't even realize it. But I'm serious. Like, you know, I don't talk to Ron very often, but Ron Wolf, who's like 85, is still as sharp as a freaking tack. And he always gives me a hard time. Like, I love talking to him. In fact, I should probably call him. I'm overdue, and I try to call the older people in my life more frequently. I haven't done a good enough job of that. But he's like, no, he's not in any condition, you know, with age to be going around and running a football team anymore. But like, when we have conversations, it's not that different than, you know, 1998 when I was scared to death to call him and ask a stupid question. So I think that age has changed. And so I do think that there's some merit to your question. At the same time, you know, I don't know about anybody else. I would like to still do this. I'm sure Paula would really like me to still do this after I'm 70. I mean, she doesn't put up with me quite as much. But, like, I feel like people work longer. And if you're in something that you love, which Mark Murphy obviously loves this, you know, I think if you wanted to have, you know, I would be curious if there's a role because, you know, they put the emeritus tag on Bob Harlan. And I remember having this conversation with Bob, who I absolutely love, another old person I need to call. But he said he had an office at Lambeau, but he would always come in when everybody was gone because he didn't want to step on Mark Murphy's toes. He didn't want to be this kind of, you know, presence that was hovering over his presidency. And that, you know, that's Bob, right? He's just so good at reading things like that. And so I don't know what exactly that leaves you if you're Mark Murphy now, especially if you don't want to be that guy. Now, if he wants to be that guy that's hovering all the time, that's another conversation. Don't tell him I said that when you talk to him tomorrow. But I don't know. So I think it's a good question. I don't expect that to change, though. I don't think that they will alter their rules to change that.
So when is the official turnover start? When does Ed Policy officially take over, and when is Mark?
That's
Murphy
a good
done?
Question. Thanks for joining the conversation. I don't know. Mark Murphy's 70th birthday is July 13th, I believe. So I don't know if like it's like your birthday, and they like bring you a cake, and they also say, okay, by the way, you're out. Because that would kind of be mixed feelings, right?
Yeah.
But I would assume that there, and again, I don't know this. You know, it was really cold today. Like, I can't imagine that Mark Murphy didn't get on that bus and go, God, please don't let it be this cold when the actual draft is here in a couple weeks. Because it was like 23 degrees. So we didn't talk to him as long as maybe I would have had it been 75 degrees. But one of the, I would guess, and this is just my educated guess, that they will like do some sort of, you know, pomp and circumstance transfer of power at the shareholders meeting at the end of July heading into training camp.
Okay.
I did Google it, Jason, and Google AI does agree with you. He says he'll be stepping down in July of 2025, but no specific date.
Oh, look at that. Well, I'm glad I've been vindicated by Google AI.
Yeah. The brainwave.
What's up with that?
You're all over it.
Jason, with the draft coming up here, I do, and obviously there's a lot of excitement with the draft coming up in Green Bay. We've been doing this little prospecting the Packers things, and I'm curious, you know, Molly's been leaning towards a wide receiver, Matt's been looking at D-line, and I'm curious of, like, where do you think positionally the Packers will land? Because I've seen plenty of offensive linemen mock to them, and that seems to make the least amount of sense because – correct me if I'm wrong, I think the Packers need multiple starters out of this draft, and using your first-round pick, that's someone who will likely be depth. I don't think this pick would jump in front of their current lineman, which speaks to the quality of lineman they have, but is Goody going to factor in at all, at least as, like, if all things are equal, a player that could have an impact immediately over a player he might like 5% more? Is that going to factor in at all?
Well, first of all, and how dare the Amazon delivery person come in right during this segment.
Dog!
And go on the steps. Oh, now I've lost them. Now I thought I was actually keeping them relatively quiet considering there was an intruder on the front step delivering a package. So here's the thing. First of all, prospecting the Packers, did you do like some sort of like digital graphic?
Like a prospector?
Turn the prospector from the toy store, the villainous prospector from the toy, what is that, Toy Story 3?
Toy Story, yes. 2.
3.
With
the prospector, yeah, 3.
There's a 3?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I cried.
And then there's a 4th with like the pink little creepy, little yeah. like bear or whatever. He's the bad guy, right? Anyway, I think you should use your AI there, Woolley and make the prospector, but make it Matt Hamilton.
There you go.
Yeah. They can like mock that up. No, I don't. Look, they need cornerback help. They need defensive line help. They need wide receiver help. I would argue they do need offensive line help, but I agree with you, Jim. Like, you know, I don't think they need a starter right away. And now that not only that, but I would argue they have six starters since they've decided that they don't think their guy that started 35 games at left tackle is worthy of being the starter anymore. He's got to fight to keep his job. So I agree with you, but I will also not be surprised. And it's important to remember, and, you know, good organizations operate this way. Bad ones like the Bears don't. But, like, you have to be thinking ahead. And Zach Tom, Rashid Walker, and Sean Ryan are all entering the final years of their contracts. Elgton Jenkins has 2 years left on his contract. I don't know if the Packers will extend him before the season or if he'll play out this season. We'll see how he does at center. But then you'll have another guy going into the last year of his deal. So they're in a spot where they could be remaking their offensive line sooner rather than later. So I will not be surprised, even though they don't need one immediately, if they go offensive line.
Thank you, Jason. And as you mentioned, the Bears, like, they showed up camp today, and it's very disconcerting. I guess it's maybe a reason for hope, but all the players be like, man, we're trying to win this year. Like, we're being coached right from the beginning. These guys are coming in and coaching us hard from day one. I'm like, the hell were you doing last year?
I did want to say, and I don't know Jalen Johnson, but I did kind of feel like, Jalen Johnson, I don't even know you anymore. Like, he's talking about how, you know, he's done with any of his bold statements. He just wants to win.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, nice change of pace. That's how real teams do it. So maybe, I know first impressions are only that, but maybe Ben Johnson really is changing the culture there, and maybe he'll be the Mike Holmgren of the Bears when it's all said and done.
Then we can have a real rivalry, which I know, Jason, you're at least into.
Rooting for it, yeah.
Yes,
really
absolutely.
Rooting for it. I'm the only one, you and me, though.
Yeah, thank you, Jason.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Thanks, Jason. I don't know why. Yeah, we will see you tomorrow. I don't know why, Ryan.
We will see. He usually hangs up quick. He says, take care, be good, so then I always pop him off because I don't want the dog to show up in the background again.
Dog! Is Matt showing up at 8 a.m. tomorrow? Or
8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
Don't we have our... Jason's coming to the sales meeting thing. Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see Jason tomorrow.
There's a sales meeting? I'm not invited.
I'll forward it to you. I'll forward it to you too, Matt.
Is Jason coming down for the tour then too as well?
I think he's going to be at the VIP event tomorrow at the tailgate tour.
And then also,
Tausch mentioned that he was yesterday.
I don't want to be here at 8 a.m. and I'm coming from Oregon. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's wild. He probably has a haircut. He has a haircut in Verona. That's where
he gets his haircut. Yeah. I'd imagine he's getting a haircut while he's in town as well.
Maybe I'll try to convince Jason to, like, he can use my, we can teams in together. Because I live in Oregon, right, not that far from Verona. That
maybe just go to his haircutting place,
yeah,
and then you guys can be on the teams call together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good idea.
Yeah, then I'll have to drag my butt in here at 8 a.m. for what?
Jim, we all know you're not going to show up here at 8 a.m.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm trying to figure out a way out.
This is utterly preposterous that I've even heard that.
You can tell Rutledge that.